The U.S. State Department is running up against a court-imposed deadline to make a decision on whether to remove the Mujahideen el-Khalq, or MEK, from the U.S. terrorist list. In a statement, the National Council of Resistance of Iran called the expected delisting a, quote, victory for justice and the rule of law. The MEK carried out bombings and assassinations in the 1970s that targeted and killed U.S. citizens and military members, according to the State Department. In the 80s, the group killed dozens of Iranian officials, and its members fought with Saddam Hussein during the Iran-Iraq War. Attacks continued during the 1990s, and after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the U.S. detained thousands of MEK members at Camp Ashraf. In 2001, the group said it renounced violence. Recently, the MEK launched a well-funded lobbying effort and in some cases paid powerful D.C. figures to advocate on its behalf. For more, we're joined by ProPublica reporter Justin Elliott. Welcome to FSRN.
Good to be here.
Over the years, the MEK has organized public events or hearings to advocate for their cause. You've reported on one such event in February this year at the Waldorf Astoria in Manhattan. Who was in attendance?
Right. So this was a pretty typical event. It was organized by a group in Washington that primarily has been sort of helping in the MEK's lobbying efforts. And there was 10 or 12 former officials there. They include Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, Louis Free, the former FBI director. I was particularly interested in this event because Carl Bernstein, the journalist famous for breaking the Watergate story, also attended. And that was actually a little bit unusual because most of the people who've been involved in these highly paid speaking appearances have been former U.S. officials, and they're typically paid in the neighborhood of $15,000 or $20,000 per appearance.
And as you report, several of the figures admitted that they didn't know much about the MEK and were approached by these neutral-sounding groups, and you mentioned some of them based in Washington, D.C. One of them is called the Global Initiative for Democracy. What is that group?
This is a group that was founded last year by a guy named Bruce McComb. He is sort of a veteran Washington policy person. He, in the 1980s, he ran the organization Freedom House, which is a well-regarded human rights organization. More recently, he's worked for he's done work for different foreign governments, and last year he founded this group in the Virginia suburbs outside of Washington, and basically its sole purpose seems to be to help in the MEK's lobbying campaign to get removed from the U.S. government's list of official terrorist organizations. So this group, as part of that effort, they organized a few of these events, arranged for various former officials and former military people to be paid to speak at these events to basically advocate for this position.
And as you mentioned, both Democrats and Republicans have appeared at some of these events, the events you talked about. Also former U.S. officials, former FBI Director Louis Free, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Hugh Shelton at other events. Now, how much money are we talking about here that people are being compensated for these appearances?
Yeah, I mean, we don't always know because usually these are private contracts between a person's speaking agency and them. But some people have been open about it. I mean, for example, Carl Bernstein was paid, I believe, $12,000 for this one, appearance that probably lasted an hour or two earlier this year. Ed Rendell, the former Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, he's been one of the most frequent speakers at these events, has been quite open about it. And I believe as of earlier this year, he had taken in the neighborhood of $200,000 just from doing a bunch of these events. So we're talking about, significant amounts of money, and that seems to be the main thing that connects the figures who are speaking at these events. I mean, as you pointed out, there's not really any ideological consistency here. I mean, you have people like, prominent liberals like Howard Dean, all the way to prominent conservatives like John Bolton. I mean, how often do you see those two at the same event? But they have both appeared at these sort of panels.
Now, the Treasury Department has launched an inquiry into the source of money for some of these pro-MEK events. Where does the resources for these events come from?
Well, the short answer is we don't know. I mean, often these events are sponsored by groups that don't have much of a footprint, maybe even sprung into existence in order to organize these events. Often they're called like the Iranian American Community of Northern California or the Iranian American Community of Texas, and they organize an event. That seems to be the only thing that this group has basically ever done. So we don't know where this money's coming from. I mean, it is clear that they have spent millions of dollars over the past few years, both on these speaker fees and also on a sort of separate track. They brought a lawsuit against the State Department and had, you know, high-priced attorneys in Washington and doing that litigation for them.
But as of now, none of these high-profile politicians or media figures have been investigated for their connection to the MEK.
Well, I mean, there is the investigation that we talked about you know, the Treasury looking into the money. But yeah, no one that we know of has been investigated for, I mean, I think the common charge in this would be material support for terrorism, where there's some sort of financial transaction or support that an individual gives to an organization that's on this foreign terrorist organization list. And there certainly have been, you know, critics that have complained that that those laws are being applied unevenly, and there's also been criticism of the list itself that this is a fundamentally sort of political calculation about who's on the list and who's off the list.
That is ProPublica's Justin Elliott. He joined us by phone to discuss the MEK's possible delisting by the U.S. State Department from the terrorist watch list and the lobbying efforts behind the group and questions about influence. Justin Elliott, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot.